When C++ was being designed, compatibility with C was a very high priority. The only time the C subset of C++ acts differently is when it was necessary to change the rules a little bit to achieve the goals of C++. The goals of C++, the chief goals, were add object orientation, but also to be type safe, and if possible, to improve upon the type safety that C has. There are certainly some holes in the rules of C that allow you to do some things to shoot yourself in the foot. And so here's a list of some of the changes that have been made to the C subset of C++. The first to mention is that a single character inside single quotes is a char, not an int, as it is in C. One of the reasons for that is so it can print out properly when you use streams, and we'll see that later. Also, as you know, a double-quoted string in C is an array of characters terminated by a null byte. But the type of that, as far as the compiler is concerned, in C is char star. The problem with that is that you can actually change one of those characters. For example, you can assign a literal to a pointer and then go through that pointer and make a change to any of those underlying characters if you had declared it as char star. You can't do that in C++ because they define a double-quoted string to be const char star. That certainly is the most common usage. You don't usually want to change a literal. Another difference is in the use of prototypes. In C, if you have a function definition, a definition or declaration, it doesn't really matter. If you define a function to take no arguments and you don't put anything in the parentheses when you define or declare the function, C will still allow you to pass it arguments, but it will not check them. Now, I didn't show you any examples of that, and you shouldn't be doing that either. And the only reason for that is, it's a historical reason, because C always did that. But it's not good practice, and C++ does not allow it. And so if you define a function in C++, and you do not specify any parameters in the definition of that function, it's the same as if you had used the void keyword. In other words, no arguments are allowed. Another nice difference is that you can use const int declarations as dimensions for arrays once they've been defined, once the integer has been defined. And that's nice because that way you don't have to use the pound sign define mechanism, which is a preprocessor thing. So you can actually say const int n equals 100, say, and then you can declare an array and use n as the dimension. And then the final thing, which I know I have mentioned earlier, is that when you define a struct, the tag name automatically is a type name. That is, you don't have to use the keyword struct to declare a variable. You can just use the tag name itself.